friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Doctors don't want to move forward due to spina bifida and ultrasound, but couple turns to Bible. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. When doctors saw spina bifida in the ultrasound, they gave up on Crystal and Bernard Dreyer's baby. They even suggested terminating the pregnancy, but the couple refused and trusted God instead, and he sent a miracle. When doctors revealed Crystal and Bernard Dreyer of Johannesburg were expecting twins, it was an answered prayer. But midway through the pregnancy, things took a sharp turn. At the 20-week visit, the couple planned on finding out the baby's genders, but the scan revealed something else too. My husband and I went in. The lady continued with the scan. She didn't say much. She confirmed both babies are boys and everything looked good with baby B, Carl. She didn't say much about baby A, Crystal recalled. Excitement turned to concern when doctors spotted spina bifida in the ultrasound. Doctors and specialists warned Crystal and Bernard Dreyer of serious complications likely in the pregnancy. They told the couple their son would be confined to a wheelchair with minimal brain function, and from there, the specialist recommended aborting the unborn baby, outlining all the procedure entailed. Doctor explained that they take a needle and insert it into the baby heart, killing it with air injected into his heart. Then I will need to carry my dead baby to full term when baby B is born, and then only will they take the terminated baby out, Crystal said. It all sounded so horrible, and the devastated couple came to a decision after receiving a Bible verse from a friend. We are all facing difficult situations every day. We can take comfort in Jeremiah 29:11, knowing that it is not a promise to immediately rescue us from hardship or suffering, but rather a promise that God has called a plan for our lives and regardless of our current situation, Crystal recalled. He can work through it to prosper us and give us a hope. Despite the spina bifida in the ultrasound, Crystal and Bernard Dreyer refused the abortion. Instead, they placed their trust in God's plan for their baby boy. The day eventually came when Crystal went into labor, and on that day, she gave birth to twin boys, Carl and Dion. 3 days later, doctors whisked Dion off for his first surgery. In it, they removed the MMS sac the spina bifida caused on his back. A few days after that, doctors performed another surgery, placing a shunt to remove the fluid building up in Dion's brain. After the surgery, something somewhat unexpected happened. Despite the spina bifida identified in his ultrasound, Dion Dreyer started getting well, and as the years and treatments passed by, his improvements continued. I felt so much joy in those moments, Crystal Dreyer said. By 5 years old, Dion was the happy, healthy boy doctors said he'd never be. Though Dion still has some medical limitations, it's nothing like doctors anticipated. This miracle baby has defied all the odds. Crystal Dreyer shares her son's miraculous story of what happened after doctors found spina bifida in the ultrasound in the hopes of inspiring others who may be facing tough medical decisions. It's a powerful reminder that doctors, nurses, and medical staff are wonderful, smart people working hard to help their patients. However, they are limited to the resources of this world, and there are times when science and medicine will fail us. However, we can't go wrong by placing our ultimate trust in our Lord, the great physician. Through him, all things are possible, no matter what the odds on earth may say. You are the God who does wonders. You have made your strength known among the peoples. Psalm 77:14. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Jeremiah 32:27. Prayers needed as 11-year-old fights for her life after a tragic accident while walking to school bus. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. A terrible accident while walking to the school bus landed 11-year-old Nehemiah Mitchell in the hospital fighting for her life. And as prayers and support pour in, her family holds on to the hope she'll recover. What started out as a typical September day quickly took a terrifying turn. 11-year-old Nehemiah Mitchell and her family live across the street from the bus stop, so most mornings, Nehemiah crosses the street on her own to catch the bus. Like all the other mornings, she left the house and started walking to the school bus. But not long after she said goodbye to her mom, Lenita Mitchell, a knock came at the door. It was someone coming to tell Lenita her daughter had been hurt. "I saw my baby just laying down with one shoe on the left and her backpack to the left. I saw my baby just lying down with one shoe on the left and her backpack to the left," the mother recalls. The driver of a passing car didn't see Nehemiah Mitchell walking to the school bus and hit her, and the tragic accident launched Lenita into every parent's worst nightmare. "I dropped to my knees and I couldn't even touch my daughter," she said. The driver who hit Nehemiah as she was walking to the school bus says they didn't see her. With no signs of impaired driving or distraction, the authorities ruled it an unfortunate accident and didn't file any charges. And though the outcome of the investigation left the Texas mother disappointed, Lenita Mitchell is sharing her daughter's story in the hopes it will encourage other drivers to pay close attention for students walking to the school bus. "You don't want to get a call that someone hit your child," she said. "Your heart drops. I'll never forget that day." Poor Nehemiah suffered significant life-threatening injuries as a result of the accident. Emergency responders rushed her to the hospital, where she spent time on life support and in critical condition. Lenita Mitchell remains faithfully by her side, requesting prayers for her daughter's recovery. And not only is support arriving in the form of prayers, but as donations too, to help cover medical expenses. Lenita posts regular updates, and it's been a roller coaster of ups and downs. But she continues clinging to her faith that God will heal her baby girl. The damage was extensive after getting hit while walking to the school bus. But Lenita knows God has the final say-so and trusts Him to make sure her baby is alright. 11-year-old Nehemiah Mitchell continues fighting, and the prayers are certainly helping. She still has a long road to recovery ahead, but the little girl is making great progress. And through it all, Lenita is leaning on God in the hard times and praising Him with each victory. Let's all pray for Nehemiah's continued healing, and may He give her pain a greater purpose. Perhaps her story will keep drivers more alert to keep other children safe while walking to the school bus. "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you," said the Lord, "thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Jeremiah 29:11.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Jesus wants our fears to launch us toward faith. Then He grins and says, "Do you trust me? Because together, we can do this." With Mornings with Jesus, you can start your day in a positive way. Find hope through inspirational stories and scripture. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Mornings with Jesus. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.